Reading from Radhara Sudhanidhi by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. This is text 162, an ongoing discussion of the Rupa Mahima, Radhika Rupa Mahima, the glories of Radharani's form. And we're specifically discussing the Vandana Chandra Mahima, the sweet glories of Radharani's indescribably beautiful moon-like face, which are described in many, many verses of the Radharasa Sudhanidhi. Sudhakaram mudakaram pratipadsparan maduri durina nava chandrika jaladi tundilam radike achiptahari lochana jaya chakora payam kada rasambudi samunnatam varana chandram ikshetava. This is a verse number 162. In translation. O Sri Radhike, when will I see your moon-like face that makes the material moon seem useless, whose new, always shining moonbeams, the moonbeams of your face, make the ocean of sweetness swell, that is a soothing drink for Hari's unsatiated chakora bird-like eyes, and that moon-like face rises from the ocean of Ras. So when this verse describes that the moon of Radhika's face has risen from the ocean of Ras, because we see in the material world that the moon rises in the east, and if you happen to be standing in Jagannath Puri, which is a good place to be standing anytime, and it's moonrise time, you'll see the moon is rising over the ocean. It's called an ocean, it's the Bay of Bengal, but it's quite vast, and it appears, the appearance is that the moon is rising over the ocean. And this is the analogy he's using, this, that the Radharani, the ocean is full of water, of course, and the moon is rising from that. So then Ras means liquid or flavor or mellow or divine rapture. Radharani's face is rising from that. So he's explaining that. The first point is that in the purport, there's the face of Radharani, which has all these attributes. Sudhakaram, mudakaram. It's sudha, it's a nectar. Sparan maduri, and it manifests so much sweetness. So one point that's mentioned in the purport here, they're quoting to describe how Radharani's face pleases all of Krishna's senses. In other words, Krishna's eyes and ears and all of his senses, his indriya, become very pleased by Radharani's face, because Radharani's face has so many attributes, because her face is transcendental and extraordinary and unique. So there's one verse that's quoted here from Krishna Karnamrita by Bilvamangala Thakur, and it says we can read the English. After a long time, the moon has become qualified to serve as a lamp to offer to you in arti. But after the arti, it is just thrown away like any other offered lamp. This is very nice. In other words, it's useless to compare your beautiful face to the moon. So in this verse, Bilvamangala Thakur, he's describing Krishna, not Radharani, but he's describing Krishna Chandra. We have this phrase, Vrindavan Chandra. One name of Krishna is Vrindavan Chandra. He's the beautiful full moon rising over the land of Vrindavan. And he's rising over the hearts of all the Brijvasis and drawing up and drawing out their intense love by his presence, by his beauty, by his speaking and acting. So he's using an analogy, Bilvamangala Thakur. He's saying that the moon has risen, so the moon is like a giant ghee lamp. Because it's brilliant, it's like light, and you offer a ghee lamp. When you do puja to Thakurji, you offer a ghee lamp around the face of the Lord. And even the ghee lamp is used in Krishna's Leela, in the Aparan Leela, when Krishna returns with Balaram and Sri Ram and other coward boys. And sometimes of the year, it's very dark at that time. It's practically dark when I come back in the afternoon, in the winter time. So you can't see very clearly. Of course, there's no street lights. And so Rohini Ma and Yashoda and Ambika and Kalimba and Dhanishta and other sakis, they come down from the hill in Nandagaon to greet the boys. So Rohini, some of the maidservants, they carry some ghee lamps. And they come down, and when they get there, then they light a ghee lamp, Pancha Pradeep, and they offer to Rohini. And the Rohini, she helps Mother Yashoda, because Mother Yashoda, when you get something back that you haven't had for a long time, when you're separated from some person or object, especially if you're a mother separated from her child, as soon as she greets her child, she'll embrace him and smell his head and check all over his body. Everything's okay. Your arms are okay. Your feet, everything's here. And turn around, and because the child is her everything. So she knows every part of the child's body, because she bathes the child every day and feeds him and puts him to rest. And so the body of the child is her own body. She thinks more and cares more for the child's body than even her own body. When her child's not there, she's thinking, oh, how is he? Is he okay? Is he safe? Is he sound? Is he eating well? Is he protected? And all these types of thoughts are flooding her mind and heart. And then when he finally comes after a long day playing out in the fields, and she's practically going crazy to see, oh, he's here. And she hugs him so tight as if she recovered a lost gem that she hadn't seen her son for 100 years. So Mother Yashoda has these feelings when she sees Krishna. So knowing that, then Rohini takes a lamp, a ghee lamp, and she very slowly moves it around Krishna's face. And Mother Yashoda is holding his face like this, and oh, you know, and touch, and then she's going down his body, and then she's moving the ghee lamp down first around his face, because that's the most important. How's his face? Is okay? Everything? Then down his chest, and she's looking any scratches. The boy scratched him, and then down his stomach, and down, and she's going down checking his feet, and the ghee lamp. Rohini's very slowly moving, very, very slowly, very, not like, like they do, and sometimes you see they do arti, like so fast, like they go, some fireman or something going to a fire on a fire engine or something. But if you go in other temples, they go so slow, it's like, so slow, because they may be, of course that's the way they're trained to do also, and that's the tradition. All over India they go very much slow like this, because traditionally, there were no lamps, no lights in the temple. Sometimes some lamps are there in South India, ghee lamps, but there's no electricity. Now they're introducing electricity. So when you go for the general darshan of the Thakurji, like Guruvayur or Udupi Krishna, or other famous Rangaji, other famous deities of the Lord, it's very, very dark. There are very few little ghee lamps here and there, because we've seen. It's very, very dark, and you really can't see. You can only see depending on the light of your heart. If your heart is well lit, then you can see very nicely the Lord in his darshan. But for most of us, our hearts are not very well lit. So when we come to take darshan, it appears very dark. Practically, you say, where's the Lord? When you go to see Sri Rangam, you're looking like this. You're looking, where's the Lord? You're looking up because they say, you know, he's a big deity, and you're looking up like this. Someone said, he's down there. Because he's lying down. He's not standing up. Most deities are standing up. Ranga, he's lying down. Ranganath. And you look, and your friend says, do you see the Lord? Yeah, he's nice. He looks really nice. It's very dark. Black deity. Huh? Yeah, he's black. Oh. Oh, it's very nice. I see. He's very nice. Yeah. You have nice dark. Yeah, I have nice darshan. And then your friend looks at you. What are you looking at? And you're looking like this. He's down here. He's lying down. He's down there. And they have three doors. You see his head through one door, his belly through one door, and his feet in another door, because he's long. He's like 16 feet or something long. If you ever go, you see. So generally when you go for the darshan, you can't see very clearly. But then there's artik. Then this is special mercy. 7 times a day the Lord gives darshan, even to the anadikaris. Those that have prem, then they have full darshan all the time. When the darshan is there, general darshan, they can see the Lord because they see with the light of their heart, with the light of their love. Prem, it's called Prem Pradeep. Prem Pradeep means the light of love. So they see. Whether artik or not artik, they see fully the Lord. But for the unadhikaris, they can see seven times a day. Because seven times a day, then the pujari comes with the ghee lamp. Big ghee lamp. So many different kinds that they have. And he goes very, very slowly. Very, very slowly. Why? So you can get full darshan of the Lord. So you can see his sweet, beautiful lotus eyes and beautiful sesame flower nose and his beautiful lotus lips and his jewelry and all his beautiful form. But if you were an ISKCON Pujari in South India, everyone would throw you out. They say, I can't see you, go too fast, I can't see my Lord. So this is why they would go very, and so this was the tradition, even though some of these temples have introduced electric lights and tube lights and other things to keep up with the changing times. But still, this is the standard of the Artik standard is still like this, so slow. And this was the reason they were so slow. Now that's in Vaidhi Marg, Archan Marg. But if you're on the platform of Bhav Marg or Rag Marg, then you're connecting whatever you're doing with the Nitya Leela of the Lord. This is the difference between Vaidhi and Rag. Rag, the power of attachment, Rag, brings one's heart and mind into the eternal. So this, the eternal is the Nitya Leela. So when the person is doing puja or bhajan, then his rag, his attraction will carry him, will uplift him into the eternal pastimes. So the one pujari in Vaidhi Marg, he's doing very slow. My guru told me to do very slow, show the face. So one on Bhav Marg or Rag Marg, he's thinking, oh, I'm in Nandagaon. This is the 4:30 artik, and Krishna is just coming back. It's winter time. It's dark now, and I've offered the ghee lamp to Rohini. And I'm standing behind her. And she says, oh, today you offer the ghee lamp. So I'm offering the ghee lamp on behalf of Rohini. So I'm going very slowly around the face of Krishna so the Yashoda can see his face. This is Rag Marg. But you can't imitate. It's impossible to imitate. You can hear about it and think, oh, it's nice. But you can't imitate unless you have Rag. Because it'll all be false. And it won't last. Or you may do it one day, but you won't do it every day. So this is in the poetic mind of Kavi, this Kavi Bilvamangala Thakur, he's saying that the moon is rising and the moon is like a beautiful, that the firmament is offering a beautiful ghee lamp to worship the face of Vrindavan Chandra. And this moon has appeared in the sky in Vrindavan as a ghee lamp to worship the beautiful face of Krishna. But then he's saying, but actually after Artik, after you offer the ghee lamp, and then the lamp is taken away. It just, and then the ghee dries out. It burns out and dries out. And then you throw the ghee, you throw those wicks away. He's saying that, it, like any other lamp. So this, when you offer a lamp, then after a few minutes it burns up, and then you throw away the ghee lamps. It's over. So Bill Mangal is saying that after the moon, he says after the moon is offered, like any other offered lamp, it's useless. Because once after 5 minutes the ghee burns up, then it's useless. You can't use it again. So actually, I'm comparing your face to the moon, but actually this is useless. It's useless to compare the moon because your face is so much more beautiful than the moon. So in the same way, so that's Krishna's face. Krishna's face is like this, right? So the acharyas are explaining, they're trying to show you that this is how Krishna's face is. But Radharani's face is such a moon that moon face of Krishna, when he sees Radharani's face, then he finds the nectar there. And his eyes, although his face is that great, great, beautiful moon, his eyes become like Chakora birds. And Chakora birds have the speciality of drinking the moon rays. They somehow, how it works, we can't say. But there's some type of bird that flies and they drink the rays, the moon rays, and they feel nourishment there. They feel some sustenance there. And we can have a faint experience of this because in the full moon, if we go out in the full moon, we feel some nourishment ourselves, some psychic food. You say food for the mind or food for the psyche. And you feel somewhat rejuvenated if you sleep overnight on the roof in the moonshine. It's very soothing. And it's just as sun rays, if you go out in the sun rays, especially in the winter sun is very healthy in India, North India, according to Ayurveda. And you take that sun on your skin, it gives you so many vitamins and all these vitamin D and all these things. It actually nourishes the bones and skin and makes it's also very good for the eyes. So that's the sun. It's effective. It's nourishing. So the moon also has effect. It can't but be. It's not that only sun rays have health qualities. The moon rays also have health qualities. And those are also understood in the finer sciences of Ayurveda, how moon rays are very healthy for the mind and other parts of the body. So the Krishna's Chakora bird eyes, they become nourished by drinking the beautiful rays of the, it's Sudha, it's nectar. It's Sudha Madhura. It's sweet nectar for that Chakora bird of Krishna's eyes when he sees the face of Radharani. So Radharani's moon-like face makes even Gokula Chandra, Vrindavan Chandra, the moon of Vrindavan, happy. And then we're mentioning how the point is how Radharani's face satisfies all the senses of Krishna. And there's a verse from Govinda Lilamrita, 11th chapter, verse 118, it explains that. Krishnendriyat ladi gunar udara shiradika rajati radikeva sarvopamanavali mardi shilan yangani vangani cha bantyamushya. With Radhika's beautiful qualities, she pleases all of Krishna's senses. Radhika shines like Radhika only. Radhika destroys the pride of all objects of comparison, like the moon and a lotus flower. Radhika's limbs are as beautiful as Radhika's limbs only. This Krishnadas Kaviraj, he, unlike other poets in this particular verse, other poets, they compare Radharani to the lotus flower or to the moon or to these swans or to other beautiful objects or things of this world. But he's saying, actually, we can only compare Radhika to Radhika. That all the other objects of comparison, they become, she destroys the pride. They can't have any pride. The swan can't think. The swan can't glide along the lake and think, I am very graceful. I am so graceful. There is no one as graceful as I. No one moves as graceful as I do. But then Radharani walks beside the Yamuna, and the swan looks at Radharani. Oh my God. Look how she walks. The way she, the gait of Radhika is. Oh, and then the swan puts his head under the water, like they fold their necks and put their heads under the water to tie up their necks in the lotus stems and eat the lotus stems. Look at the Radha. She's like the swan of all swans, the most majestic royal Raja Hamsa. She's walking like the most Maharaja Hamsa, the greatest of all royal swans. I better put my head in the water. I'm totally ashamed and embarrassed seeing so how graceful she walks, how gracefully she moves her arms and her hips and everything. So the pride, whatever pride that the Hansa had, is totally destroyed. His pride gets destroyed. And when the moon rises and thinks, oh, look, I have come, he's very, very proud. He thinks, see, before I came, all you guys thought you were something. You guys are the stars. There are millions of stars twinkling, and you thought you were capturing, you captured everyone's attention. All the world was looking at you, and they thought you were so bright. And even they were finding their way along the footpaths just by starlight. In a village you can see by starlight. And you are very proud. See, we're lighting up the path for the people, and we're illuminating the whole sky. See how bright we are? But now I have risen. Now you take a powder. Now you are finished, because now I've risen in the sky and no one can see you. They can only see me. And I am lighting up the courtyards, I am lighting up the footpaths, I am lighting up the fields. People can read the newspaper under my moonlight. I am so bright. I am illuminating the whole universe. No one is as bright as me. I am shining, I am distributing my rays across the entire world. Millions of people can see their way and find their way. I am so bright. And all of you stars have been defeated by me, Chandra. So how proud the moon is, right? Can you imagine if you were a boxer and you beat up 50 million people? 50 million challengers. So as soon as the moon rises, all those brilliant stars you can't see, they fade out. They're not there, you can't see. Now, when Radharani's moon face rises over Vrindavan, that moon hides. Oh my God, look, see Chandramukhi. Chandramukhi has come, and she's lighting up the bowers. The bowers, the kunjas along the Yamuna are lit up by Radharani's beautiful face. Oh, I feel so ashamed. I feel so ashamed of my light. Let me out of it. Let me get out of here. And the moon runs away. The moon runs away in the presence of Radharani's moon-like face. So this is what Kaviraj is saying, that she defeats the pride of all comparable objects. No, all they run and hide. So Radhika can only be compared to Radhika. The only object or the only person we can compare Radhika to is Radhika. So he says, Radhika shines. She illuminates like Radhika only. And Radhika's limbs, her body is as beautiful as Radhika only. So this is what he's saying. Although the moon engladdens the demigods by providing them nectar, no material form and taste can please the transcendental senses of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Only pure love and Radhika, who has the most pure love, only she alone can make Krishna happy. So another point of the verse is saying the effect of the moon of Radha's face on Krishna. So one thing, Prabhupada Saraswati describes the moon of Radharani's face, but then he describes the effect, what effect it has on Krishna. Because an ordinary moon, it has moon rays, and these moon rays act like nectar, like amrit. But the nectar of the ordinary moon is only a drop compared to the ocean of nectar trickling from Radharani's face. When the ordinary moon rises, it causes the ocean to swell. Because this is one of the... This moon is very powerful. This moon is not a very big planet, but the moon is very close to the Earth. It's very, very close to the Earth. And the Earth is quite small. So when the full moon is rising, any bodies of water, they start to rise along with the moon. The moon acts like a powerful magnet to attract the liquid objects. So in the oceans, when the moon full moon rises and the oceans have higher tides, the ocean rises up with higher waves and flows and moves higher up on the beach. When the moon is not there, the ocean comes up like this on the beach, on the shore, then goes back and like this. But when the full moon comes, then the ocean goes very far up the beach. So you see in Puri, if you live there for some time, that the boatmen, when the full moon is there, they tie their boats very far near the roadway, or near the roadside. Because if they leave them closer to the shore, closer, then when the high tide comes and the moon, it'll take their boats away. The water will come up the beach and lift up their boat and take it away. So they move their boats according to the movement. As the moon gets more and more full, they keep moving their boats further away from the ocean and tie them near the road. They're quite practical people. So they know that, yes, when a full moon rises, that the water comes further up the beach. So this is a fact. So this is the material moon. But now look at the spiritual moon of Radharani's moon-like face. What happens there? When Radharani's face, it causes the ocean of the essence of sweetness to swell. So the essence of sweetness, the Madhurya Sagar, the Madhurya Sindhu, Krishna's sweetness personified. Rupa Goswami tells that in Nectar Devotion. Lila Madhurya, Vena Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Prema Madhurya. He's Madhurya Purushottam. This is Madhurya Dham Vrindavan. This is, he's in everything sweet. In Madhurastikam by Vallabhachari, he's saying, Lila Madhuram, Yamuna Madhura, Venu Madhura. Everything is sweet about Krishna. His pastimes, his flute, his Yamuna, his Hasyam Madhuram, his laughing is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Lord of Sweetness. Madhuradi Patera Kilam Madhuram. So this is Krishna. He's ocean of sweetness. So what could be more sweet than Krishna? So Krishna, he's the Madhurya Bhagavata Sara. This is one line from a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhurya Bhagavata Sara. That he is the essence. That this form of Bhagavan, he's the essence of all Madhurya. But, so he's like an ocean. Krishna's like an ocean of sweetness. So what happens to that ocean of sweetness when the moon of Chandramukhi comes before it? You can only imagine. When this ocean of sweetness sees, or when this moon of Radharani's face, the Chandramukhi Radha, when she appears before Krishna with her beautiful moon-like face, and Krishna, the ocean of sweetness, perceives that, then high waves of erratic transformations crash in Krishna's heart when he sees Radhika's moon-like face. So this is the effect of the moon. The material moon has a limited effect in the material world, but the moon of Radharani's face has unlimited effect in the spiritual world, especially on Krishna. So it also affects us. That's why materialistic people, if they're slightly inclined to devotion and they're somewhat pious, they come for darshan in the temple, but they don't stay very long. They go very fast, especially in Juhu. In Juhu Beach, you see in Bombay, the people are jogging on Juhu Beach, and they jog into the temple, and they jog across for darshan. This means jogging. They come into the temple. They don't want to lose their step, because they're jogging barefoot, so they don't have to take their shoes off. They come in the temple. They're going down the beach, ta 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 ta, and they come up the temple steps, ta 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 ta, and they come in the temple, ta 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 ta, and they come in front of Gaurini Thai. They go like this, and then and they go out. And they stay one half second in front of Gaurini Thai, 1/2 second in Rasa Vihari, 1/2 second in Sita Ram. So they run out. Because if they stay too long and they perceive the sweetness of Rasa Vihari's face, then what will happen is that they'll give up their attraction to the material energy. This is the power, this is the effect of the Sudarshan. Because Darshan, the Sudarshan is destroys. Sudarshan is a weapon, but Sudarshan is also Krishna's face. So the moon of Rasa Bihari's face will actually destroy their material time. Because the Sudarshan chakra represents a time factor. This is the Sudarshan chakra represents time factor. So the Sudarshan of Krishna's face, the beautiful moon-like face, destroys someone's material time. When they take, that's what it means, Sudarshan. You say, oh, I'm going to take darshan of the Lord. The Lord's face is Sudarshan. And that's when you see that face of the Lord, it's so sweet, Madhurana. Ana means Ananam, Madhurananam. Ananam means face. When you see the sweet face of the Lord, if you look too long, you'll be trapped. Then that face will become like a chakra. And that chakra will, that beauty of his face will be released. And when that chakra comes to you and hits you, it will destroy your material time. It will take away all your material time. You will lose your interest in the material world. You will lose your interest in material things. You will lose your interest in material activities. So the face of the Lord acts as a Sudarshan. So it's very good darshan. Sudarshan also means very good darshan. But semi-religious people, they don't want to give up their attachment to Maya, so they don't stay long in the temple. They go very fast in and very fast out. So this is the effect of Krishna's face when people see it. And when Krishna sees Radharani's face, then he gets lost. So we'll close on this point. It says that Hari, because the word is there, is here, it says, Atripta Hari Lochana Dwaya Chakora Payam Kada. Hari Lochan. Atripta Hari Lochan Dwaya Chakora Payam. That the Lochan Dwaya, the pair of Hari's eyes are like Chakora birds. And they drink, paya means like piala. They drink the sweet nectar of Radharani's face, Chandrika. Sudakaram mudakaram pratipad spuran maduri. That her face is pratipad, like we have pratipadam, right? What's that verse? Purnamritam. At every step, so moment after moment. So moment after moment, Radharani's face is manifesting pratipad spuran maduri. Moment after moment, Radharani's face is manifesting the most beautiful sweetness. So, pratipadam purnamrita swaranam. So this is also Sankirtan. The more we chant the holy name of the Lord, which is also Radharani, pratipadam is also there in Chaitadarpanamarjanam, in the first verse of Shikshastakam. Pratipadam purnamritam swaranam. This nectar, full nectar we experience step after step from chanting the holy name, because chanting the holy name ultimately gives us Rup Darshan. Rup Darshan means Rup, that Nam becomes Rup. And then when we chant the holy name of the Lord, we see Radharani. We will see the faces being described here. We'll see, and then Spuran Madhuri. Pratipadam Spuran Madhuri. So this Pratipadam Purnamritam Swaranam, that what is this swad, what is this taste that we'll have moment after moment? Purna, one of the things is the Pratipad Spornan Madhuri. The Prabhupada Saraswati is saying Pratipada, same Pratipadam. Spornan Madhuri, that this holy name will manifest such sweetness because we will see the same sweet face of Radharani, which is Sudhakaram Mudakaram. Sudhakaram Mudakaram. What this means is the Sudhakaram. Sudhakaram, Sudha means is a name for moon, because nectar produces nectar. And Mudakaram, Muda means fool, right? Avajananti Mam Mudha. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, those fools, Avajananti Mam. Avajananti means they don't know, they really don't understand at all. So that when I descend as a human being, that I'm not human, I'm transcendental. Avajananti Mam Mudha. So Radharani's face turns the moon into a fool. That's very significant. Sudhakaram, Mudakaram. Sudhakaram, Kara means like do. He who does Sudha, he who does nectar, he who gives nectar, that's the moon. Mudakaram makes a fool. So Radharani makes the moon a mudha. And that's significant because the Chandradev is a Brahmin. Chandra, the lord of the moon, Sri Chandradev, he's a Brahmin. And his wife is a Brahmini. And so he's not a small-time Brahmin. He's very learned. He's a great Devata, the moon god. And he's a Brahmin. But Radharani is just a cowherd girl. She's just a cowherd girl, Barsana. Barsana Wali ki jai 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 Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai Bolo Barsana Wali ki jai 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 Kirtita Dulari ki jai jai jai. So this Wali, this girl of Barsana, who's an Abhira, which is a very low class of Vaishya. It's called Vaishya, but Abhira, Abhira Gotra. Just taking care of cows. Vaishyas have land. They own land. And they have great power of money. But they're only caring for cows. They also have money, but they're caring for cows. And she has turned a Brahmin into a mudha. Who is the Brahmin? Chandradev. Chandradev is a Brahmin. Indra is also a demigod, but he's Kshatriya. He's not a Brahmin. I mean, took Dwija, but he's not a Brahmin. But Chandra is a Brahmin. He's a Brahmin. So she's saying, Sudhakaram Mudakaram. Pratipadat Spuran Madhuri, Durina Navachandrika Jaladi Tundilam Radhike. The Radhika, her face is manifesting such sweet nectar, Pratipada, at every moment. Now look at the moon. The moon is only manifesting nectar when? When is the moon manifesting nectar? During Shukla Paksha. There's Krishna Paksha and Shukla Paksha. Shukla Paksha is the 15 days of the moon. Shukla means white. So when the moon is waxing, it's giving some nectar. And then only for a few days. When it's full, the Purna Chandra, then the nectar is manifested. When it's Ardha Chandra, there's no nectar, it's nothing. It's only a sliver. So during Shukla Paksha, which is 15 days of waxing moon, Shukla Paksha, it gets after Amavasya, then there's 15 days waxing moon. So it gets a little brighter, a little brighter, a little brighter, then finally Purnima. And the Purnima, then the nectar is manifested, mostly on that day. A little bit before, a little bit after. 2-3 days out of the month. So 2-3 days out of the month, the moon is manifesting nectar, Sudha. But what about Radharani? Pratipad Spuran Madhuri. Pratipad means, Pratipad every step. Means literally, Pratipad means every step, which is a poetic way of saying moment to moment. Moment to moment, Radharani's face is Spuran. Spuran means sporty. Madhuri, manifesting sweet madhuri, nectar. Moment to moment. So when one chants the holy name without offenses at the Namabha stage, then he begins to experience Pratipad Spurad Madhuri, the sweetness of the name. That's called Ruchi. Nam Ruchi. There's sweetness. Pratipadam Purnamrita Swat. Purnamri is some sweetness. It's Abhas. Madhuri Abhas. At the level of Ruchi. But the Purnamritam Swaranam, that's Bhav and Prem. So this, just see the power of Radharani's face. The moon, she's turned this Brahmin, Chandradev, she's turned him into a mudha. Sudhakaram Mudakaram. Right? That's the first thing. And then, okay, moon, okay, you produce nectar, Sudha. Sudha means nectar. Sudhakaram is a name for the moon. In poetics, they call the moon Sudha. Sudhakaram. He who gives Sudha. Radhara Sudha Nidhi. She's a nidhi. She's an ocean, a treasure house, an unlimited oceanic treasure house of ras, divine rapture. Radhara Sudha Nidhi. And this moon is that. just nothing. A few days a month to give some nectar. But Radharani's Pratipadat Spuran Madhuri, manifesting nectar every step, moment to moment. Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha, Amavasya. Where's the nectar in Amavasya? There's no nectar. In fact, it's hot. Amavasya is the hottest day of the month. The hottest night is on Amavasya. And that's why they tell people to fast on Amavasya, because the digestion gets disturbed. You get very disturbed on Amavasya. You get overheated, you get diarrhea, so many things. It's the hottest night of the month, Amavasya. Because there's no moon. There's no effect. No nectar is coming. But Radharani, on Amavasya, her nectar is flowing. Pratipadan Spuran Madhuri. That's her favorite night of the year. Favorite night of the month for Radharani is Amavasya. Because no one can see her when she moves out to meet Krishna for Avisar. Because she likes everything dark. She likes dark men. She favors dark. She's golden, but she likes dark men. Tall, dark, and handsome. Sham Sundar. And she likes black deer, not brown deer. Black deer. And she likes dark blue saris, not yellow saris. And she likes black kajal, not pink eyeliner. Or green eyeliner. You use green or pink or yellow. She uses black. She doesn't like Purnima. She likes Amavasya, black night. She doesn't like Ganga because it's green. She likes Yamuna because it's black. And there's two kinds of soil in Vrindavan. There's Pilamiti and Kalamiti. Radharani likes Kalamiti. Varsana is full of Kalamiti. All the soil is black. So this is Radharani. So the moon of her face is something extraordinary. But it says here, Atripta Hari Lochana Dvaya. Atripta. Atripta means that unsatisfied. But then it says Hari. So we say, okay, the Radharani, the Krishna, the Dvaya Chakora, Lochan Dvaya Chakora, the Lochan, the eyes of Krishna are like Chakora birds. Two eyes are like two Chakora birds, and they're always drinking the sweet nectar of Radharani's moon-like face. But they're Atripta. Like triptos or tripta. Tripta means satisfied, but they're a tripta, they're unsatisfied, because he can't drink enough. Krishna never becomes satiated. Have some ice cream. Oh, you want more? No. Or kuch? No, kuch nay. No, have a half a kilo more. No, I can't, I'll blow up, I can't eat. You can't eat. You can only eat so much and you reach a satiation point. You're saturated, you can't put in any, eat anymore, you can't see anymore. You watch one movie, and two movies, and three movies. Can you watch 10 movies in a row? No, your eyes will burn out. Your eyes will fall out. You have to at least sleep for 5 hours and then start watching more movies. How much can you see? You become satiated. How much can you eat? You become satiated. But you never become satiated hearing Hari Katha. But Krishna, it's Atripta Hari Lochan Dvaya Chakora. The Chakora birds of Krishna's eyes, they're drinking the moon of Radharani's face. Drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. And he still remains atripta, unsatisfied. He can never be satiated. There can never be a day when Krishna says, I've had enough. I want divorce. Krishna will never say, Radharani, I'm tired of looking at you. I don't want to see you anymore. Get out from here. Get out of my life. Never can be that way. So, this Hari means that Krishna says, the Acharyas are saying here, Atripta Hari Lochan Dvaya Chakora Payam. Krishna steals everyone's heart with his beauty and his sweetness. That's what Hari means, the thief. He steals everyone's hearts. But that Hari is never satiated with the nectarine beauty of Radha's moon-like face. Well, I said all that already. So this is the point. This verse is describing further glories of Radharani's face, comparing it to the moon. That face, beautiful moonbeams of Radharani's face turned Chandradeva into a fool, a mudha. A Brahmin becomes a mudha. That's like turning someone into a frog. You hear about these rishis, you become a frog. Punar Mushika Bhava. Become a mouse. That rishi blessed the mouse to become a tiger. then a tiger wanted to eat the rishi. So then the rishi said, okay, I blessed you, you got so powerful, I gave you a tiger roop, now again become a mouse. So Radharani turned a Brahmin into a mudha, just by the beauty of her face. That's what Prabodhananda Saraswati is saying here. Sudhakaram, mudakaram, pratipadat spuran madhuri. So we can, from our viewpoint, this is the vision of Tungavidyasakhi, Prabodhananda Saraswati. Some people, acharyas, Mahajan say he's Tungavidyasakhi. One of Radharani's Astasakhi. So she's seeing, he's seeing such beauty, such nectar, such influence, prabhav of Radharani's face, influence on Krishna, influence on the world. Radharani's face is influencing the moon planet and defeating all objects of comparison and completely controlling Krishna and satisfying him to no end. And he's seeing all that. So from our vantage point, we're not seeing. We are denied such a beautiful darshan. So reading about such a feast for the eyes, the spiritual eyes, the devotional eyes, we can respond to this description by praying and increasing our ashabandha, our hope against hope, that someday Radharani will reveal her beauty through the Namrup avatar, through Namrup Hara avatar, Hara Nam avatar. In her beautiful form as a holy name, she will reveal herself. We will perceive her sweetness, taste the nectar of her face, which is in her name, and have the same experience that Prabhupada Saraswati is so eloquently and poetically describing here in this verse 162 of Radhara Sudha Nidhi. Any questions? Yes?
Was there any explanation also about how Radharani saturates all of Krishna's senses?
Excuse me? Is there any explanation how she saturates all of Krishna's senses? Yeah, that's this. They spoke in a general way here, but in Govinda Lilamrita itself, maybe in the same chapter, there's further verses describing how Radharani's form, and also there's verses in Madhyan Lila that describe how Radhakund, how Krishna, when Krishna comes to Radhakund, he sees Radhakund just like Radharani's form, and the water of Radhakund satisfies his tongue just like Radharani satisfies his tongue when he tastes her lips, and the flowers of the golden lotus flowers blossoming in Radhakund satisfy Krishna's eyes when he glances at them, just like when he glances at the lotus eyes of Radha. And when he smells the beautiful fragrances blowing off of Radhakund from the different flowers, lotuses and others, it satisfies his smell, a sense of smell, just like when he smells Radharani's, Gandharvika's beautiful body. That's there. And then there's that verse is how Radhakund itself satisfies all of Krishna's senses, because Radhakund is Radharani, and he sees and perceives Radharani through all his senses. And then there's another verse that describes how Radharani herself, her various aspects of her transcendental body satisfy all of Krishna's senses. So as Krishna's tongue is satisfied by the taste, nectar of her lips, and like this, similar thing, basically. And I believe those same verses from Govinda Lilamrita are also recounted in Anti Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita in chapter 16. Anti Lila chapter 16, where it's describing Lord Chaitanya is taking Jagannath Mahaprasadam, and he's in Radhabhav. And in Radhabhav, Krishna experiencing Radharani's Mahabhav. When he is taking Jagannath Mahaprasadam, she is experiencing tasting the lips. It's all about the inconceivable experience of tasting the nectar of Krishna's lips through Brajendra Nandan Shamasundar Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And then in that course of discussion, there's also verses from Govinda Lilamrita describe how Krishna satisfies all of Radharani's senses, including besides her lips, so that you can see there also. Thank you very much.